Thanks, Charlie. Are the Democrats on the verge of telling two crucial states to drop dead? More after this. There's no decision yet from the Democratic National Committee on what to do about Florida and Michigan. DNC Chairman Howard Dean spent yesterday reminding everybody that the rules were perfectly clear.
We had a vote a year and a half ago as to how to run this primary system. Out of the respect for the other 48 states and the Clinton and Obama campaigns, we made the decision that you cannot change the rules in the middle of the game.
But he says there is a perfectly reasonable way out for Florida and Michigan.
They can come back to the DNC with a set of delegate selection procedures that do comply with the rules that the other 48 states honored, or they can appeal to the Credentials Committee at the Democratic National Convention.
The only problem with that is, if you let the states vote again, or you seat their delegates even though you said you wouldn't, it doesn't just represent a rules change at this point. It'd be seen as boosting Hillary Clinton, who polled very well in both states. But then here's the thing. If you stick with the punishment, will independents and wavering Democrats in Michigan and Florida appreciate the distinction between the state party and the national party? Or are they just going to conclude that they were dissed by the Democrats? Because if Michigan and Florida are locked out, John McCain can go to both states and say, I represent the party that welcomed your votes. My opponent represents the party that thinks you don't count. And then he'll play this Howard Dean cut.
We're delighted that this conversation is taking place. It's not the voters' fault in Florida and Michigan that they didn't get included.
The voters are not to blame, but they're still getting punished. And on the way things are going this week, the Republicans can save their money. The Democrats are doing their advertising for them. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Friday, March 7th, 2008. The voters are not to blame, but they're still getting punished.